Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council set to hold emergency talks later today about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. Missile landed in the Sea of Japan and which had been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang, which tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles last year at an unprecedented rate. In Seoul today, South Korea's unification ministry said the North's missile launch shows Pyongyang's willingness for further provocation. The ministry's spokesman Zhang Junhee said North Korea will not be giving up on the ambitions for becoming a nuclear state, referring to a North Korean state media report on the Sunday launch. President Trump's senior policy advisor Stephen Miller says the White House is considering all options in an effort to upend a court ruling that froze Mr. Trump's order to ban travel from 7 majority Muslim countries.
Right now, we are considering and pursuing all options. Those options include seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court, continuing the appeal with the panel, having an emergency hearing en banc, or going to the trial court in the district level. They also include the possibility of new executive actions designed to prevent terrorist infiltration of our country.
Mr. Trump also said he's considering a new executive order that would be either today or tomorrow. Senior South Sudanese general has quit after accusing President Salva Kiir and members of the majority Dinka tribe of unacceptable cycles of violence. A 2015 peace agreement has failed to stop 3 years of violence in South Sudan that has killed tens of thousands. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his troops and Syrian rebels are poised to reach the heart of the Islamic State-held bastion of Al-Bab. He said the town is besieged on four sides. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors fighting in Syria, said clashes were still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Meanwhile, the forces backing the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are approaching al-Bab from the south. David Lesh is an analyst with Trinity University.
If al-Bab does indeed fall, and it's also generally accepted that forces will converge on Raqqa, but it seems, you know, the bigger story with regard to al-Bab is not if it'll fall, but when it will fall. And the bigger question is, you know, who's going to occupy it?
President Erdogan also suggested Turkish forces may press on to challenge that city of the Islamic State in Raqqa, currently in the sights of the U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels. UN says last week's U.S. airstrikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. Strikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in an embattled district in the province of Helmand. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde has voiced optimism that President Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending will be boosting the economy in the United States.
From the little we hear, we have reasons to be optimistic about economic growth in the United States.
Speaking in Dubai, Lagarde cautioned that U.S. economic advances could hurt economies elsewhere because of the strength of the dollar against other currencies and the potential of U.S. interest rates rising. Associated Press reporting officials in the U.S. state of California have ordered at least 130,000 people to evacuate an area in the northern part of the state where a spillway at a tallest dam in the U.S. could fail. The dam is 235 meters high and holds back Lake Oroville, playing a role in both California's water and power systems. Jazz singer Al Jarreau, a 7-time Grammy winner, died Sunday in Los Angeles. Record producer and singer Herb Alpert remembers Jarreau as he walks the red carpet at the 59th Annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles.
I played with Al. I mean, we had a couple of concerts with Al. And the key to Al's success, God rest his soul, he was passionate about what he was doing. He was doing it for the right reasons. He was doing it because that was what was coming out of him. And I think that's what all artists strive for, that ability to just be themselves and be passionate about what they're doing and not do it for any other reasons.
Al Jarreau died Sunday at the age of 76.
That's the latest world news from VOA.